බලං බලවතාම් බලං බලවතාම් ශාහං කාමරාග විවජ්ජිතම් ධර්මාව විරුද්ධ භූතේසු කාමස්මි භරතස්සව. This particular verse we are discussing last day, that lust or sex desire in on the principles of religiosity is Krishna. This point we have discussed very elaborately, you may remember that all. So far necessities of this body are concerned, that is allowed, but in a regulated form. The necessity of this body are four. We must eat something, we must have rest, sleep for some time, we must defend ourselves from the attack of enemies, and we must have the facility for sex life also. These things are necessary for keeping up this body. But one who is going to liberate himself from this material entanglement, he cannot use this excessively. That must be regulated. Just like a diseased person, he is put under regulation. He is also given to eat something, although eating is not very good for a diseased person. Still, he is allowed to eat something, some barley water, some fruit juice, some light food, so that starvation is also not good. So he is allowed, but he cannot be allowed foodstuff according to the patient's desire. The foodstuff is allowed to him according to the direction of the physician. So if we want to be conversant, well equipped with Krishna consciousness, then we have to regulate our life. That regulation that regulation is given in various scriptures, and here also Lord Krishna says, he is describing himself, how you can remember him in every circumstances of your life. So similarly, sex life is also a necessary, necessity for our life. Therefore Krishna says, yes, I am also in sex life, provided it is, carried according to the scriptural injunction. What is that scriptural injunction? That one must get himself married. Otherwise, sex life is not allowed. It is considered sinful. Married life, sex life is allowed. Krishna says that dharma aviruddha. Aviruddha means not against religious principle. The religious principle is the putra te kriyate bhajya putra pinna prayajanam. According to Vedic literature, one should marry just to have a child, putra. Putra means son. The derivative meaning of putra is punnama narakat prayate iti putra. For our sinful reaction, we have to visit some hell, which is known as pun. So, it is prescribed in the Hindu scripture that the child, when the father dies, the boy has to perform several ceremonies, which is called sadhu ceremony, so that if the father, for his sinful acts, he is in trouble in his next life, this ceremony will protect him. These are the some of the thoughts. And they are true. So, putra means putnamas marakat prayate iti putra. One who delivers the father from the hell, which is known as pun, he is called putra. So therefore, how can I have putra without wife? If one wants to have son without wife, that is not possible. Therefore, the scriptural injunction is that according to the Vedic rules, you get yourself married and have good sons to protect your family and to protect yourself. This is called religious sex life. So, this religious sex life, Krishna recommends, and he says that sex life in religiosity is I am. Oh. So I am present there. I am present there. Next he says, jetaiva sattvika bhava rajasa-tamasa-sajji matta ingi titana vidhi natu aham tesu te mani. I think we have discussed on this. Now, the Srimi Gunamaya Bhavi, Trevi Sarvamidam Jagat, we are discussing about the three modes of material nature. Now, the Lord says that this whole world is captivated by the three modes of material nature. And Mohita and Builder by the actions and reactions of these three modes of material nature, one has forgotten his eternal relationship with God or Krishna. You have got eternal relationship with God because you are sons of God. How the relation can be broken? Suppose you have got son. Now he is not obedient to you. That's all right. He has gone out of home. He does not like you. But the relation cannot be broken. When he will ask, what is your father's name? He has to name your, that I am son of such and such gentleman. That relation cannot be broken. Similarly, we are all sons of God, Krishna. So our relationship is eternal, that we have forgotten. Just you understand, God is all-powerful, all-famous. He possesses all wealth. He possesses all beauty. He possesses all knowledge. And he possesses all renunciation. So we are sons of such a great personality. We have forgotten. Just the weak man's son forgets his father and becomes mad and lying on the street and begging. Oh, that is due to his forgetfulness. If somebody gives him information, that's why you are suffering in this way. You have got your father's riches. You go home and enjoy your father's property. Your father is very much anxious to have you. Why you are rotting in this condition? And if he comes to his senses, though I have suffered so much, now I shall go back to my father and enjoy life. So this is our condition. We are under threefold misery here in this material world. Always we are suffering. By this threefold misery, abhyakti, abhivoti, and abhidhavi. Threefold misery. Some misery are pertaining to this body and mind. Just like one of our students, all of a sudden he has got some ache. And he has to undergo surgical operation. So this is going on. Something misery are due to the body. Something miserable due to the mind. Something miserable due to the nature. All of a sudden it becomes very cold. All of a sudden it becomes very hot, warm, nature. All of a sudden there is great snowfall. All of a sudden there is earthquake. So many reasons. So due to nature, due to body, due to mind, and due to other living entities. Oh, somebody attacks me with dagger. This tiger attacks me with his jaws. So many difficulties, miseries, every step. Padam padam jada vipadamana pisham. So we should remember this. But due to the illusion, being covered by the illusion, we don't take account of this misery. But we must remember that we are all in misery. An intelligent person who develops in consciousness, he inquires, why I am in misery? I do not want misery. Why I am in misery? When this question arises, then there is chance of becoming Krishna conscious. You find how one comes to Krishna consciousness. You find it as verses. Satyadhyabharanti maam sukritinavajya. So, build that by this interaction of these three modes of nature, we have forgotten our eternal relationship with God. And Krishna consciousness means that we have to revive, just like psychiatrist, there by some lecture, revive his consciousness. So we are more or less not the person who is praying to the psychiatrist, but every one of us, more or less, mad, bewildered by this material nature. So we have to cure our madness and become situated in Krishna consciousness. That is the whole problem. Mohitam navijanati mamesa paramabhyam. Paramabhyam, abhyam means which has no end, which never, and it's annihilates. That is called abhyam. Eternal. Never can we keep. So we are also abhyam. We have discussed all these points in the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, that we are living entities, we have no birth, no death. See, birth and death is concerned with this body. But we are sons also of this supreme eternal, paramabha. So we are also birth. The sons of gold is also gold. But we are in this miserable condition. Why? Because we are bewildered by this material three modes of nature. This madness, this hallucination, this illusion of this material world is very difficult to overcome. It is very difficult. But Lord Krishna says, Mamimaja Prapadante, Mayametan Taranti. If anyone voluntarily or understand his miserable life, if he surrenders unto Krishna, my dear Krishna, I forgot it for so many lives. Now I understand that you are my father, you are my protector. I surrender unto you, just like the lost child goes to the father. My dear father, it was my misunderstanding that I went out from your protection, but I have suffered. Now I come to you. The father embraces. My dear boy, come on. I was so much anxious for you all the day. Oh, it is happy that you have come back. The father is so kind. So we are in the same position. As soon as we surrender ourselves to the Supreme Law, that is not very difficult. Hey, son, surrender to the father. Is it very difficult job? Do you think it is a very difficult job? A son is surrendering to his father. It's quite natural. There is no insult. Father is always superior. So, if I touch the feet of my father, if I bow down before my father, it is glory. It is glorious for me. There's no insult. There's no difficulty. Why should we not surrender unto Krishna? So, this is the process. Mahamiva Prapadvanti. All these dealers, living entities, when they surrender unto Mahamiva Prapadvanti, he has no more any miseries of that. He becomes at once under the protection of the father, he finds in the end of Bhagavad Gita. Aumtaṁ sarva-pāpibha-mukṣaśyāṁ māsuśyāṁ. When the father, when the child comes on the breast of his mother, the mother protects. If there is any danger, the mother is prepared to give her life first, then the child. Similarly, when we are under the protection of God, then there is no fear. We become fearless under the protection of God. The child, the small children, they have got the shade from the father and the mother. So, we should take shelter of Krishna. Mama is a prapadam. Anyone who takes shelter unto me, he is out of this danger. At once. So why not do this? Is it a very difficult job? No. Then why the person do not take shelter? If it is so easy thing, a certain child is going to surrender unto the care of his father, it is so simple thing. Why people do not do this? Why? Because people are challenging even the existence of God. Now the godless religion. Oh, nature is everything. Science is everything. God is nothing. They are advancing of this material knowledge means they are getting more and more mad. Their madness is increasing. Instead of being cured, their disease is being increased. This is the material condition. Don't care for God, all that. Don't care, then you care for this material nature. She'll give you good kick. She's engaged for kicking you, always, 24 hours. 3-4 measures, mind that. But we have so much, I'm sure, what is so, accustomed to this kicking, that we don't, I think it is all right. You go on kicking. My dear material nature, you are, thank you very much for your kicking. So we have become so fools, and we are very much proud of our education. Can you conquer material nature? Who has conquered? The material nature is always inflicting upon us threefold of misery. That's all right. Again, the four things, janma mrityujara vyadhi, dukkha dushana darsana, the birth, the miseries of birth, the miseries of death, the miseries of old age, and miseries of diseases. Can you solve? No. Then what advancement of knowledge you have got? The death is there, the old age is there, the disease is there, then what advancement you have made? You are so much proud. This is called Maya. Oh. He is in the same state, miserable state, but he is thinking that I am enhanced in knowledge. I am enhanced in knowledge. This is false pride. You see? So, the simple thing is, the father has to surrender, so the son has to surrender to the father. Simple thing. And the father, what kind of father? He is not ordinary father. He is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means possessing full power, full strength, full wealth, full knowledge. He is not ordinary father. He is not like a material father, a poor father, without any knowledge. But here is the father, he is full of knowledge, full of opulence, and you have to surrender to such father. Don't you think yourself to be lucky to go to such a father and enjoy his property? Why you are so foolish? Oh, this foolishness, why they are so much fools, that is described in the next verse. Namang duskitanam murha prapadyante naradhama maya apurita jnana asuram bhavama. These are the good qualifications of the fools. What is that? Duskitina. Duskitina means always doing against these scriptural or religious injunctions. Always. Continuous. Our business is now to break the rules of scripture. That's all. That has become our business. Duskritina. Always. Duskritina sukritina. That is a pious worker and impious worker. Just a man, a lawful, and law, outlaw. Who is outlaw? And who is lawful? One who obeys the state laws, he is called lawful citizen. And one who does not obey the state laws, he is put into the prison house, he is called outlaw. So, this duskritina and sukritina, who is pious and who is impious, there must be some standard rules. The pious is he who follows the scriptural injunction. And impious is he who does not follow. Every civilized nation, every civilized man has got his picture. May he be a Christian, may he be a Hindu, may he be a Mohammedan, may be a Buddhist, doesn't matter. But everyone has got his authority, book of authority, scripture. So one who does not follow the scriptural injunction, he is outlaw, he is punished. Duskitanam. And murha. Murha means fool number one. These people do not go to God. These qualified people, duskitina, an impious murha, fool number one, and naradhama, and lowest of the humankind. Lowest of the humankind. And maya, vritagyana, and bewilder of his knowledge, and asuri bhavamasrita, and atheistic mentality. These people, one who has developed, but a simple thing is to surrender unto the Father. Anyone can do it. There is no difficulty, there is no insight, and it is all prospective, everything is good. But still, people do not do it. Why? These are the qualifications. What are the qualifications? that is the empire, his school number one, his lowest of the mankind, his knowledge has been plundered by illusion, and his atheist. Anyone who is qualified all by these qualifications, he cannot surrender to his father. Oh. He is still to be punished by the agent of father, the material nature. Oh. He is still to be slapped and caned, very good, and kicked. He has to suffer. Oh. Just like the father chastised. The unruly boy. So, the father, Krishna, or God, has implied this material nature, nurse. She is nursing also. She is giving her very nice food stuff, at the same time giving good slack. Both things are going on. Because we are all rich man's son. We are not poor man's son. Poor man's son. No. So we are getting all supply of food, that's all right. God is kind, even if we are rebels, even if we do not surrender unto Him, still, He is so kind. He is sending us grains, He is sending us food, so many things. And these people are, instead of so many things for food stuff, He is still doing impious acts for His eating, which is not sanctified. So these things are going on. So these kinds of people who are school number one, impious, lowest of the mankind, and whose knowledge has been exploited by this illusory energy and this atheistic, these people, they do not go to God. Now why murha? Mura means full number one, just like I explained, that he is being kicked in every step. Still, he is thinking that, I am very intelligent. And this is the sign of full number one. And Naradhama, why Naradhama, lowest of the mankind? Oh, because this human form of life is meant for recognizing our relationship with Krishna or God. This is an opportunity. In the life of cat and dog, they cannot come here to understand what is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Even they come, they cannot understand. First of all, they will not come. But human being, it is made for human being. So if human being does not take advantage of this knowledge, any knowledge that is, that will help him to revoke his forgotten relationship with the Supreme Self, that is called knowledge. So here is the book, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally speaking. So if we do not take advantage of this knowledge, simply like cats and dogs, we eat, sleep, and have sexual intercourse with the opposite sex and die. Without taking advantage of the higher consciousness, developed consciousness, which has been given to us by the grace of Lord, to the material energy. We have got intelligence. But if we misuse this intelligence, do not take advantage, then are you not the lowest of the mankind? So lowest of the mankind, who does not take full advantage of this human form of life, is the lowest of the mankind. He should not have given this a form of human life and develop conscience, because he is misusing. But Lord is so kind, gives us chance. Gives us chance. The material nature always is very powerful and it is punishing but here is a chance by the will of God. God has let this living entity who are suffering under different causes of this material body in 8,400,000 species of life. Now, here he has got a chance, the human form of life, after many evolutionary processes, many thousands and millions. Now here is a chance. If you do not understand that here is a chance to get me free out of this entanglement, if you don't take this chance, are you not the lowest of the mankind? So, the lowest of the mankind, the fool, the impious. Now, you can say, they are all degree holders at the university, MA, PhD, BSc, and you are calling him the fool. Yes, still. Why? The maya of Ritabhyana. By the initial energy of the law, all their knowledge has been taken up. Why? Now because the knowledge is meant for to understand what is, what I am, what is this nature, what is God, why I am suffering, is there any remedy? These are knowledge. The more knowledge to manufacture a motor car, to manufacture a radio, a television, and something for sense enjoyment, this is not knowledge. This is the plundered knowledge. The knowledge was given to understand the problems of life, but it is being misused in manufacturing something which will satisfy my senses. That's all. That is not knowledge. So they are thinking that it is knowledge. Why is there knowledge? Do you think when there was no motor car, people could not go from one place to another? All right, some facility, that's all. But that is also becoming a problem. When everyone will have a motor car, there will be no place to drive motor car. You see? So this is maya, this is called maya. You are creating facilities, but it is being created for your future in non-facilities. You have got experience when there was a strike in your New York City. So, one for crossing 1 mile, one had to spend 4 hours. But if you could go on foot, within 10 minutes you could cross that space. These are the facilities. We are thinking that we are enjoying facility, but actually they are not facilities. So instead of wasting our energy for so-called facilities, we should apply our energy. What I am? Why I am suffering? I do not like to suffer. Why suffering is imposed upon me? This is called knowledge. But by the illusory energy of maya, the so-called knowledge, our real knowledge has been taken up, and some foolish knowledge has been imposed upon us. That we are thinking, you are advancing. Advancement of knowledge. By advancement of knowledge, we have manufactured atom bomb, so that killing process can be accelerated. People are dying. And the dying process is excellent. And we are proud. Advancement of knowledge. Manufacture something which will stop death. Then we will advance it of knowledge. But killing is there. What advancement? Killing is there, that you are facilitating. You are making more killing at one drop. This is not knowledge. This is called maya apuritam jana. The knowledge taken by the illusory energy. Maya apuritam jana asuri bhavma srita
and atheistic. Atheistic. Challenging against the supreme authority. Challenging the father. Now without father, I could not see the light of this world. That what is being wrong? Challenging my father. Janmarga Sujataha. Who is the supreme father? From whom? Everything has gone. So how? What is this challenge? The Asuri Bhava. There are two classes of men. In the Vedic scripture, we find there are two classes of men. Those who descend to Loki, Deva Asuri Vasa. Deva, Vishnu Bhakta Bharat Deva, Asura Stavdhiparya. There are two kinds of men. One is called the gods, demigods. Another is called the demons. And who is demon and who is god? Vishnu Bhakta Bharat Deva. One who is a devotee of the Supreme Lord. He is called demigod. He also becomes god. And one who defies the authority of the Supreme Lord, he is called demon. So, the demon and the gods are always there. Some are, the God, number of gods are very small. But there. So here, Asuri Bhava Vasita, one who has acquired that demonic quality, challenging the authority of the Supreme Law, they are called Asura. Asura. Asura means demons. So the demons and the fools and the lowest of the mankind, and his knowledge has been plundered by military energy and was impact. They cannot go to God. It is impossible. They are not allowed. But they can be, provided they agree. The God is always kind to accept anyone. But these people, they cannot have, due to their, they will have to suffer this threefold misery for many more days. Then, when they come to the center, then they can come. So against these four classes of men, there are another four classes of men who take to the center of God. Beginning. And what they are? Kutubhidha bhajanti maam jana kukritana arjuna arto vijyasu arthati janita bharata sava. Lord Krishna says that four kinds of men who are pious, they come to me. And who are they? Artha plus pious. Artha means distress. At the same time, pious. A man distressed does not mean that he is impious. He may be pious. A pious man, he may be in distress. Because this material world is full of distress. So it is meant for pious and impious both. Just like when there is winter season, everyone suffers. He does not care for the pious, impious, for the rich or poor. Similarly, this place is full of misery. So the pious, he thinks of God in his miserable condition. But the impious, he cannot think. Just like if somebody is distressed and he goes to the church and prays, "My Lord, I'm distressed, please help me." He's good man. Although he is praying for some necessities, but he still is good man. Then the man who does not go at all to the church, because he does not believe. So here he's afraid. Faith in God, therefore, his acceptance. Artha or Thati, Arthati, a poor man. He goes to the church and temple and prays to the God, "My dear Lord, I am very poor man.
give me some money so that I may be happy. Oh, he's a good man. He's a good man. So now these two class and another class, Jigyasu. Jigyasu means inquisitive. Just an intelligent boy is very much inquisitive to understand. He asks always his parents, oh, mommy, what is this? What is this? What is this? So mother explains. Similarly, one who is intelligent, these boys, these children who inquire, they are very intelligent boys. They will come out very intelligent in future. These are the signs for intelligence, the inquiring boys. So similarly, there are persons who are very inquisitive. They are studying, just like the scientists. They are making research. Similarly, when one makes research, what is God? What is God? Now, scientifically, with great intellect, one tries to understand what is God. Oh, he is also good. He is also good. He is making proper research, yes. Then it distress, and the person is want, and the inquisitive, and journey. Journey means who has understood his spiritual constitutional position. He is called journey. Man in knowledge, he also inquires, he also becomes, he also goes to God. Or maybe personal, impersonal conception. But he is trying to take shelter of the ultimate truth, absolute truth. So these four classes of men, they are called Sukriti, they are called pious, because they are after God. And those four classes of men, they are impious, they are fools, the lowest of the mankind, and their knowledge is plunder, and their demons, they cannot take shelter. So these two classes of distinction are always there. Not only now, from time immemorial, so long the history of this creation is there, material world. So there have been so many atheists and so many, but in the in the ancient days, their number were very small. Now they have increased. So these two classes of men are always there. So it is better that we should, even we have been in a different way. This Krishna consciousness is open for everyone, and we can take advantage of it, and that is. Will you read that prospect?
Well,
when is that prospect? Yes.